Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody, another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. If you're new, we're here from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce, and we help you navigate that thing called aging and dealing with our aging parents. And honestly, the problem with dealing our aging with our aging parents issue is the entire subject of tonight's show. I'm here with my good friend Allison Shevlin. It's not generally recognized that the average adult child lives in excess of 280 miles away from their parents. So no matter what happens to their adult parent, no matter how much they care for them, they are not able to be all things all the time. They have their own lives. Adult children have their own lives. They have their own families. And they're far away. They're working. And a lot of other issues that confront them. So we sometimes, in that scenario, turn to a discipline called care management. And that's typically done by a geriatric care manager. And tonight, we have one of the best. My guest, Allison Shevlin, is here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in just a minute. But first, how about those NFL playoffs? Unless, of course, you're like me, a Giant fan, in which case they were not all that good. But I do think the best four teams are moving forward, and I'm excited about it. And I think the show after this is going to talk a little bit about those playoffs, so I encourage you to stay tuned after that. The other thing is vaccinations. I need to tell you, vaccinations are still very, very important. COVID has not gone away, and while it looks like it could be abating at times, it comes back just as quickly. And the hospitals and the doctors are still concerned. A member of my family is having surgery tomorrow, and the hospital is requiring a PCR test. They wouldn't be doing it if they weren't concerned about what's there. So we care about you. We want you to stay safe between the flu, RSV, and COVID. Do what you can to protect yourself so that you can come back next week and listen to another great show then. But let's get to tonight's show. Allison Shevlin is here. She's a graduate of Towson University with a Bachelor of Science in Gerontology. She moved to Florida in 2004 and began a career in caring for the elderly. She became a geriatric care manager with Alpert Jewish Family Service in January of 2017. She was recently promoted to lead geriatric care manager and community outreach specialist. During Allison's time at AJFS, she has assisted many families with the care of their elderly relatives, including relocation to appropriate levels of care, to outreach services, to medical appointments, and to help them with their basic needs. Allison serves in the EC360 program. We'll explain that as this goes on, as well as the Advocates Plus program at AJFS. She has an excellent reputation with her clients, and I can speak to that with authority because I know many of her clients and her work with them. She has, as I said, that reputation with her clients, their families, and her colleagues. She is dedicated to improving the lives of those for whom she serves. In her free time, she enjoys spending time with her two dogs, volunteering with her dog rescue organization, going to the beach, and spending time with her family. She looks forward to sharing both her knowledge and her passion tonight. Welcome to the show, Allison. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. So we'll drill down on your role at AJFS soon, but at the 30,000-foot level, explain to the audience, if you will, what is care management and what do care managers do?
So that is a loaded question.
That's why I asked it.
Yes. So care management is a very collaborative, comprehensive program that is utilized usually by family members who don't live near their loved one that needs assistance, usually an elderly parent. Sometimes it's siblings. It could be an aunt, an uncle. But we are privately hired to help with advocating and providing recommendations to keep people as independent and as safe as they possibly can, usually in their home. But once the assessment is done, we go in and just kind of make sure that with our assessment, we make sure that they are safe and able to stay in their home. And sometimes, you know, we find that that cannot happen. So we make the appropriate recommendations.
You know, as I listen to that, I realize both of us can relate to this. The perception of what the family thinks is safe and secure and what the person you're dealing with considers safe and secure are not always on the same. They're not always on the same page, and dealing sometimes with these problems from afar, with multiple generations and or multiple siblings who have different visions. Are you often a peacemaker, an educator? Are you, a mental health counselor? Are you all of the above?
All of the above. Everybody always asks me, you know, what do you do for a living? And I say, well, it's kind of, again, a loaded question. When I go into clients' homes, I usually say to them, you know, I say what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. And I also say that to the family members. There's usually a pretty jaded vision of what your family member is capable of doing. And if we, especially in the age of COVID, people hadn't seen their family members for 2, 2.5, 3 years. And unfortunately, you know, they came down and saw that they had diminished greatly. So we've gotten a lot of referrals lately from the COVID era of coming down and realizing that their loved one really needed more help, right. Which has been, you know, it's been sad to see, but being able to help those people and find, you know, the resources that are necessary.
So I'm going to come back to some of those things that drive people to care management, and, mm-hmm. and we'll obviously get to it and talk at great length about it. But Alpert Jewish Family Service is a nonprofit organization, and most people who are familiar with the show know of my connection to AJFS, which is long and significant. But tell us about your role at AJFS.
So I work in our EC360 program, Elder Care 360, which is the private pay care management. That is when a family member calls into our intake department and says, you know, my father, I'm scared that he's still driving and he's living by himself, and I think that he needs help with getting showers, and I really don't know what's going on and I don't know where to start. So the referral then comes to our director, and the director then assigns it to a care manager. We go out and do a comprehensive assessment, do all of our new admission paperwork, and the assessment really addresses all aspects, activities of daily living, independent activities of daily living, cognition, memory, their social, you know, resources that they have, their mental, you know, capabilities, their environment and what's going on in their environment. I've walked into some homes that, you know, are kind of uninhabitable. so it's a little challenging depending on what you're going into. So that's just the EC360. And then we also have four just Jewish people. It is our subsidy care management. So we are able to provide care management in our private sector for any religion. But when we do use our subsidy services, because we receive a grant from Federation, we are able to provide services, my services, to people in the community that need them, who aren't able to afford them.
So you probably are not aware of this, but I was there at the beginning of EC360, and I helped actually write the first brochure, or contributed to the first brochure for 360. I think as I introduced the show, I talked about the fact that the average adult child lives very far away from their parent. EC360 was really built for the remote child, right? It wasn't really built for the adult child that lives in West Palm and their parent lives in Jupiter, although I guess it works for that. But it really was built for the adult child that lives on Long Island or lives up in Boston. Does the space, does the geographic distance between adult child and parent add to the complexity of what you do in your care management role? Does it aid? Is it helpful? Because you don't know what you don't see, so you can't complain. I don't know. But does geography matter there?
To me, it doesn't. It's situational on each case. So I could have a daughter that lives in the area, but her involvement makes it more of a stressful situation. There's a dynamic with mother and daughter. There's a dynamic with daughter and father, whatever it is. it really is situational, and everything is a case-by-case basis.
Yeah. And I mentioned in your bio the Advocates Plus program, and I think that's a really important program that most people who need it don't know it exists, and it really is great. So could you drill down on that for the audience a little? Because there's a lot of people who could benefit from this program.
Sure. So Advocates Plus was just developed in the agency, and it is basically for people who really don't have anybody that they could name as their healthcare surrogate, people who are in second marriages and don't have children, or people who are married to somebody who may predecease them and they're concerned about who's going to, you know, help make their decision later in life, and they don't want to utilize a family member or put that stressor on a friend or somebody close to them. So we are actually named as the healthcare surrogate. Myself are named in the legal paperwork with a backup from the agency, and we're able to discuss the wishes that people have at end of life and kind of go through that process with them so that we know how to fulfill their wishes at that time.
And it's all of that, and I think even more, because it's peace of mind. I think for the senior who really does have nobody, can't depend on anybody, is worried about what might happen, or for a couple who doesn't have anybody, but one has a chronic illness, Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, but the well spouse is concerned about what happens if they go into the hospital or what happens. So this is not, the Advocates Plus program is not active care management. It's kind of only comes up when it's necessary.
So yes, we at the bare minimum, we do a bi-yearly check-in. So every 6 months, we kind of just check in. Most of my clients right now are younger. They're in their 50s and 60s. I think I have one client in their 70s. So we just do a bi-yearly check-in. You know, if there's any changes in their wishes or if they're going in for surgery, you know, they let me know and make sure that they let the surgery place know I have a healthcare surrogate named, should you not be able to get a hold of my first person, or if I am the first person, that they can get a hold of me.
Right. And that is non-sectarian, am I correct?
Correct.
And also private pay.
Yes, fee for service.
I don't know why this just came to mind. We didn't even talk about this, so surprise.
That's okay.
The insurance does not typically pay for any of the care management. There are some long-term care policies that will pay for it, right? But typically, care management is a private pay event. Scenario.
It is. We don't submit, but if you choose to take our itemized bill and submit to your long-term care insurance, then, you know, you're able to do that. We'll provide whatever documentation is needed for your insurance.
Right. And this is not a Medicare or Medicaid a benefit. And we'll come back to how much this all costs as the program unfolds. So, so what are some of the biggest issues that we face as we age that drives us towards someone like you?
Well, I would say my biggest challenge probably with a lot of my clients is the decision to give up the keys.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, especially living in South Florida, we see a lot of people out on the road that probably shouldn't be.
I can guarantee you the audience is hysterical.
And unfortunately, you know, that's the family calls me and says, well, you need to take my loved one's keys away. And I say, well, I can't do that. I recently went into a client's home, and she had had an accident. And, you know, she didn't know what happened. Just all of a sudden her bumper wasn't there. And, you know, hopefully nothing major happened. We still don't know to this day. But as a result, the family's saying you should be taking away the keys. Well, I'm not a doctor. Unfortunately, the doctor needs to order a driving test to be done, and they need to be able to display and show that they are able to still drive. But that is probably my biggest indicator that there's something going on cognitively, or I'm glad Vicky left.
The early warning sign is when somebody knocks on your door with your bumper and says, I think you forgot this. And I will tell you, on a personal level, my wife, Irene, for the audience, her mother had a car that was 8 or 10 years old, with had 5,000 miles on it, but she had dents on all four corners. And when we took the car away, it was hell. That's big. And honestly, when I wrote my book, the chapter that got the most attention initially was taking the keys away, so it's there. We're going to talk more about the signs and the issues that we face and what are the things that we overcome that care management can help you with my guest, Allison Shevlin, who is a geriatric care manager at Albert Jewish Family Service. We're talking about what care managers are, what they do, how they can help, how they can be your eyes and ears for your elderly parent, regardless of where you are, as soon as we come back. Of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you have questions about care management or any other question for me, you can reach us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by 6 family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions. We make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you have decided to spend some of your Monday evening with us on True Oldies from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce. We're talking tonight about care management with Allison Shevlin, who is with Albert Jewish Family Service, a geriatric care manager. We've tried to explain what care management is, and it's really, you know, there are two primary elements. One is it can be your eyes and ears for your elderly parent if you can't be those eyes and ears. And for those who need help, it is a safety net. It is someone you can count on and depend on. And Allison is a geriatric care manager in the area doing incredible work. We talked about some of the biggest issues that you come across that prompt the need for care management. We were talking about taking the keys away, which is obviously one of the primary issues, particularly because taking the keys away, you know, getting our car license was our day of independence, and now we are taking away one's independence. But there are other issues that indicate that there is a need for a geriatric care manager. Can we go through some of those? And I mean, sure. I have some on my list, but you have on yours.
So. Sure. So a lot of times we're contacted when there are disagreements or discrepancies within the family. So the family believes that the loved one should be placed in a facility or should be stay at home with help or what have you. So we really act almost as like an intervention to help with family members deciding what is the best plan of action for their loved one.
And how do you navigate the natural family dysfunction? Mom always loved you more. There's a big difference between daughters and sons, local daughters, whatever discipline they might have or whatever career they might have had. If one's a nurse, they know everything. I'm not taking anything away from nurses because they really do know most things about healthcare. Mm-hmm. But versus somebody who's an accountant, right? So how do you navigate that? Are there tips, or do you just do you make hard and fast decisions? Explain that.
It's navigated very carefully.
That was delicate.
I mind my P's and Q's. I really, again, every case is different that's brought to me. I have some family members that I immediately click with. There's one that I will go back to. It was a second marriage. He had two daughters. She had five daughters. I'm sorry, four daughters. So I was dubbed the seventh daughter. Wow. There were six daughters involved, and it was a second marriage, so there was dynamics there. You know, this should happen with my dad. This should happen with my mom. And it really was us kind of – and they were all different, you know, professions, and there was a nurse tossed in there. It was very challenging, but – it really comes down to building a trusting relationship with the people that are involved, finding a main contact. You know, when I had six people, I wasn't going to make six phone calls after each visit. I would write, you know, a blanket email about the issues that I came up with, and we would discuss them. I would give, you know, each daughter a chance to communicate with me if needed. But it's so situational. I mean, I wake up every morning and wonder, what's my day like? Going to be like today.
Well, and I would guess it changes because people, if they come to you when they're sick, they might get better, they might get worse, right? Or, you know, depending how long you're on the case, so to speak, mm-hmm. right? The circumstances can change fairly dramatically. So are you in the business of preparing people for what's about to come, or helping them understand that what they think is happening may not be what's actually happening?
So one of my sayings is that I like to be proactive rather than reactive, and I try to be six steps ahead of the game. If I see somebody and, you know, for either they're given a diagnosis of cognitive impairment, not yet dementia or not yet Alzheimer's, but they have cognitive impairment, which is one of my cases right now, I want to set them up for success, and I want to make sure that we have supports in the home prior to that ultimate decline that will happen, you know, with the disease process, and make sure that the supports are, number one, affordable, number two, accepted, you know, at the time. And I want to be able to work and build that trusting relationship with the client as well as the family member to make sure that they know when they do start to decline that I'm there to support them.
And you said something there that prompts another real issue that I'm sure you deal with all the time, which is finances, right? People either think they have enough money or think they have unlimited money or think they have no money. Mm-hmm. They don't understand how much things cost, what is paid for, what isn't. And you're obviously not an accountant, but you are dealing with people's financial lives. So people have to be pretty open to you with their financial situation.
They do. I mean, we do, when we go in there, say that we are not accountants, although my father was one and did want me to take over his business. It's a good thing I didn't, because I would have not been very good at it. But I, you know, yes, I do need to be very open with them. I usually bring in like a bookkeeper to help with managing, or we make referrals to elder law attorneys to be able to do that planning, Medicaid planning if needed or what have you. I think that as things, you know, this day and age are getting more expensive, no matter what line it is. You know, we got a 8% raise or 8% increase on our Social Security. So the facilities are, you know, increasing the rent, unfortunately.
Right.
And it's causing a lot of difficulty. I was with a client this morning who, you know, can't afford food or, you know, what have you. So, yes, it is part of the equation for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues, and we're going to talk about more of them, and we're going to talk about how a care manager, and this care manager in particular, Allison Shevlin of AJFS, how they help people weather the storm and what they do on a day-to-day basis. We're going to talk about the multiple hats, everything from social work to medical guidance that a care manager is responsible for. And why that's important is not because that's what she does, but that's what she could do for you or your loved one if, in fact, you think you might benefit by having someone with care management experience. So, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7 talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're a regular listener, you know that. If you're a new listener, we're here every Monday night from 6 to 7 talking about issues that confront boomers and their parents on True Oldies. If you have any questions for my guest, Allison Shevlin, or for me, you can call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for deciding to spend some of your Monday evening with us. I know you're not going to be disappointed, because my guest is providing us with some very necessary information. Allison Shevlin is here. She's a geriatric care manager. She's with Alpert Jewish Family Service, and we're talking about care management, what drives people to care management, or what care managers, some of the things that they're faced with. I'm going to kind of shift gears a little bit to talk about, you know, what a day in the life of a care manager is, which, as Allison said prior to the break, can change on a moment's notice. So, Allison, you wear multiple hats, everything from a social worker, to some medical guidance, even though you're not a medical professional, to senior living choices. Let's talk first, because we didn't in the previous segment talk about health issues. That's really important, right? Navigating the healthcare system and understanding what's going on is hard for everybody. It's especially hard for a senior who's going through other issues. So in that regard, how do you help people go through their medical condition?
So one of the things that I provide as a care manager is attending doctor's appointments with clients. I have a lot of clients whose family members are out of town. They look to me as kind of a paid family member to be their eyes and ears in a doctor's appointment. Even when I go to a doctor's appointment, I forget what I wanted to ask the doctor. I don't remember what the doctor said. I have to get this test. I have to go for this blood work at this place and blah, 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 and don't remember. So that's for me, let alone somebody who is dealing with, you know, aging and perhaps a recent diagnosis. It's good to have myself there with a pad, a piece of paper, and be able to take notes and then go back to the family members and really, you know, tell them what's going on.
You know, that's really critical. As anybody who's listening knows, as soon as a doctor says a word that you don't want to hear, you really do go brain dead. When somebody mentions the word cancer, you know, you don't hear anything else after the word cancer. So having someone like you there taking notes or being prepared with the questions that should be answered and then being able to give the report back to the family is really critical, because mom or dad will come back and say, yeah, the doctor said I was fine.
Yep. So
that's there. I would guess that another area of importance and discussion and probably stress is senior living options. Everybody wants to age in place, but not everybody should. So how do you help people navigate that?
So I really sit down, you know, in my initial assessment and kind of discuss what my client's goals are. If the family member is a part of that original assessment, or if I speak with the family member prior to, obviously finances play a part in that role, just to see what their wishes are. 9 times out of 10, my clients, I want to stay in my home. I want to die here. That's just what I'm told all the time. I'm going to do what I can within financial means and with what is safest for the client to do that and to respect their wishes. However, there's always those instances where, you know, I have a client who is mismanaging their medication, or they forget to turn the faucet off and have flooded their apartment, or they forget to turn the stove off and they wake up the next morning and they've got, you know, burnt eggs that were hard boiling. Oh, wait, no, that was me that did that a couple years ago. And I did. So, but anyway, but I will say, you know, there's definitely some situations that are kind of red flags to me as a care manager to say, okay, this person really does need to look in a more supervised setting.
And there are, you know, for people who are unfamiliar, there are enormous options in senior living. And your first option doesn't have to be your last one, right? And finances play a role. Now, there are people out there, and I've had them on the show, who excel at bringing people to different communities. But you really have to kind of make the assessment, I'm assuming, on what kind this is less what your client wants and more about what they need. And I have to think that could be a challenging conversation.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
go back to what I say what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And
right,
my clients want me to come in and say everything's rainbows and unicorns and you can stay in your home and you don't need any help and you can still drive your car. And unfortunately, by the time I'm involved, that's usually not the case.
Right. So is that your social work training that helps you navigate that? Because, you really are a social worker many times, right? I mean, you go from a practical person. I'm looking for a word that's not coming. But, you're going from practical advice and things that this is what you need to do, this need to do. And then you have to have kind of the touchy-feely social work side of things, too. And That's got to be a delicate line to walk.
Being compassionate, I mean, first and foremost, I I'm dealing with humans. You know, I'm not, it's not a case number to me. It's not, you know, I treat most of my clients, if not all of my clients, like they're my own family member. So I want to make sure that the family members that I, you know, my mom and dad, and, you know, making sure that whoever comes in to treat them at that time, you know, is the same way I treat my clients.
What happens when everybody can't agree?
Well, it depends. Again, situational, but I will say that a lot of the family members look to me to be that mediator and to call that, okay, I think it's time. I say it's like an intervention. It's like sitting down with somebody and saying, you know.
I guess that was a tough question. I guess the question would have been better framed if I'd have said, who ultimately wins, a son and daughter or the senior or you?
Me.
Yeah, you win.
Right. I think what it comes down to is that a lot of times, I would say 98% of the time, the family is looking to me to be their ally.
Right.
And to say, you know, this is a professional, a person who doesn't know you, who's coming in, you know, and has no skin in the game.
You have no dog in the hunt.
Yeah. Right. So yeah. I am coming in to tell you from a professional and clinical standpoint what I think is the best decision for you in this very sensitive time of your life.
That's terrific. If you're just tuning in, this, of course, is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here every Monday from 6 to 7, talking about very important issues that confront all of us as we age. I'm here tonight with Allison Shevlin, who is a geriatric care manager, and we're talking about geriatric care management. We have a whole lot more to ask Allison, but if you have any questions you'd like to ask her, you can. You can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you are spending some of your evening with us, your Monday evening with us tonight. No football, so what else could you do? We're talking about care management with Allison Shevlin from Alpa Jewish Family Service. And care management is a, as if you've been listening from the beginning, a most necessary person in a space or in a world where not everybody is available to help a senior navigate the challenges of aging. And there are a lot of challenges that require help, and sometimes our adult children are not available because they don't live nearby, they have other lives, they're busy, they have kids, they have a lot of stress themselves. So we've been talking most of the night about what care managers do, what Alice, a day in the life of Allison Shevlin. But Allison, what I'd really like to ask you is what do clients think you do or want you to do or ask you to do that you don't want to and aren't going to and shouldn't do and honestly don't do, right? Yeah.
So a lot of people have the misconception that we're a home health aide, right. That I'm going to be in there for hours and I'm going to help you with your bathing and dressing, your activities of daily living. I'm going to transport you to your bank and your dentist appointment and what have you. We don't provide those services. We can make recommendations for those services, but we don't provide them. I'm not an accountant, as we touched on before. I'm not going to balance your checkbook for you. I'm also not going to take the keys away from you. I'm not going to give you a medical diagnosis, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to make recommendations based on what I think is safest and best for you.
And I think what you really described there, and it goes hand in hand, people often confuse a care manager with a guardian who has the ability, right, to do all those things. So how do you differ from a guardian?
So we are a voluntary service. If you want us to be involved in your life, we will, and we will be as involved as you want us to be. Guardianship is, you know, if you're unable to make decisions for yourself and you have a guardian assigned to you, goes through the court system, we do not do any of that.
Are you ever appointed a power of attorney? I know you said healthcare surrogate in the Advocate Plus program, but are care managers ever appointed powers of attorney?
Not in our, you know, in our division and in EC360. I believe that some care managers in other agencies do provide that service, but we do not.
Yeah, I would think that could be somewhat of a conflict of interest. I don't know that it is, but it seems to me that it is. So you have to vet all the resources that you refer into these families, right? So assisted living communities, independent elder law attorneys, home care agencies, Medicare agencies, all of the people that provide services. So you not only have to recommend them, do you manage them as well?
I don't. I, you know, build relationships with different agencies depending on, you know, obviously the situation that I have. There's agencies that I've reached out to that I don't have a relationship with and end up getting a wonderful relationship with them. I have a lady that I work with who helps me with placement. She does a wonderful job and we have a very good collaborative relationship together. Elder law attorneys, usually when I'm asked for recommendations, I give my top three. And it's really up to the family, to the client. You know, they usually will make the phone calls and they'll decide on who they would like to go with.
And what about navigating benefits like Medicaid, Medicare, those kinds of things, the Area Agency on Aging kind of stuff?
So I admittedly am not the best at, you know, at navigating, but I help, you know, I'll help and I'll put you and point you towards people that will be able to assist best with that. We actually just hired a new person in our agency who is much, much better at that aspect of the care management sector. And I told her today she's going to be my new best friend because I need to learn a little bit more about that.
Right. And what's going on in somebody's life? What are the early warning signs? What's happening that drives people to a care manager like yourself?
So I like, again, I'll say trying to be proactive rather than reactive. Usually when there's a crisis is when we're called. You know, they want us to come in and we wave our magic wand and make everything better. And unfortunately, I can't do that for everybody. But if you're noticing, you know, if there's a recent diagnosis, a recent medical diagnosis that you can tell down the line, whether it's cognitive or medical, that you're going to have challenges with, then, you know, to enroll a care manager is really going to help guide you on what resources are out there to, you know, keep you safe and keep you at home.
Are there... So I know that there are nurse care managers and there are social work care managers. Is there a difference? And is there some time that somebody comes to you and you say, hey, I'm the wrong person for you?
Absolutely.
And what does that look like?
So when I first started with the agency, I remember I had a client that I had started with, and her medical diagnoses and the comprehensiveness of her medical situation was beyond, you know, what I was capable of. And we referred her to a nurse care manager.
Right. And so you would call yourself a social work care.
Or more the social work
care manager. And that's agency wide. You don't refer to somebody within the agency. You don't have a nurse care manager. And you don't bring one in to work side by side with you.
We've never done that, but there's always tomorrow.
Now, early on in the show, we talked about the fact that your service is private pay. For it, and because it's Albert Jewish Family Service, it's not exclusively for the people of for Jews. I mean, it's not exclusively for Jews, but you do have subsidy programs, and those are exclusively for Jews, but you will work. You're a non-sectarian care manager, right?
Correct.
I want to make. I need to make that clear. If you're just tuning in, of course, I'm here tonight with Allison Shevlin. We're talking about care management, talking about what care managers do, what they should do, what they shouldn't do, and why you may consider hiring a care manager. It's a very important subject, and I can tell you, from my experience, that care managers really can make a difference in the quality of your life. I have a few more things to talk to Allison about. I have more questions than I do time. But if you tuned in late now and you're sorry that you missed this because this is a subject that would be really important to you, I have very good news for you. You don't have to miss it forever. Tomorrow around noontime, up at around noon, you can just search OMG I'm Getting on your favorite podcast platform. And there we will be. OMG, I'm Getting. Up we will pop right around noontime tomorrow. If podcasting is not for you, and trust me, I totally get that. It's not for me. I don't listen to podcasts. You don't have to do that, though. You can go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Palm Beach, one word, .comfortcare. C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. .com. What don't you do? You don't put a T in there. It's not comfort care. It's comfort care. comfortcare.com. There is no reason for you ever to have to recapture the show unless you liked it so much you want to listen again, because you can listen wherever you are. All you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app, set it for True Oldies, FLA, and West Palm. And it's 6 o'clock Mondays, and you will find us. And if all else fails, as many are around the country, I know Allison's family is listening very carefully all over the country tonight, TrueOldiesFLA.com. We simulcast TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, an entirely different subject. We're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about music with Ron Gartner and Fran Heller from Bicoastal Productions. I know these two people very well. music in the senior space is changing. It's evolving. People don't want to listen to Frank Sinatra anymore. They want to listen to different music. How do you find the music that you want to listen? Where can you go? What kind? Should you go to a tribute show? Should you go to a bigger venue? Do you see a live band? Are the bands that you think are the bands still really the bands? All right. These people at Bi-Coastal help book, represent, and bring to you music from all generations. They're fascinating people. They're also a story there of reinventing oneself. And we're going to talk about COVID's impact on live music. So we're going to talk about live music. We're going to talk about kinds of music. We're going to talk about geographical music, intergenerational music. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about music next week with Ron Gottner and Fran Heller from Bi-Coastal Productions. In 2 weeks, we're going to talk about something that's really interesting. It came to me quite by accident. We're going to talk about all those life insurance policies you have that you don't need and you don't know what to do with. At the same time, because costs are going up, as we've mentioned here tonight, maybe we could use some of the money that those life insurance policies have the ability to bring to you. Can you sell your life insurance policy? Well, as I'm beginning to find out in talking with Lisa Rayberg, who's going to be my guest, we can. And how you go about that and what you can use it for and how it can help you live at home and how you can stay safe and secure in your house and how you can take advantage of your life insurance policy. The one thing that I think Lisa is going to tell you is the one thing you shouldn't do is let it lapse. So Lisa Rayberg, helping people benefit from unwanted and unneeded life insurance policies. I'm excited to talk to her and I'm looking forward to it. She's going to be here in 2 weeks. But in the meantime, in the few minutes I have left with my guest, Allison Shevlin, Allison, I think it's important for people to understand. We talked a little bit about what care managers don't do. You're also not an emergency response team, right?
No.
And can you explain why that's important for everybody to understand? Because it really, there are people who think that you should be available, you know, at a moment's notice, right?
Majority of my caseload, thank you. I will say, as I've been with the agency, it'll be 6 years on Wednesday that I've been with the, or Thursday that I've been with the agency. I have started prefacing when I do speak with my clients and I am, you know, starting a relationship with them that I do put my phone on do not disturb at night. And, you know, if something happens at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can either send me an email or send me a text. I'll get it when I wake up in the morning. But your first person to call is 911, and not me.
Right. So you're about putting words. I don't want to put words in, but you told me this. You're about securing independence, not about exercising control. And how is that different for the audience?
You know, a lot of my clients, when I go into them, think that I'm like there to take away their life, their independence, and their, you know, make their life miserable. And I'm not, you know, I really want to make that delicate part of their life, you know, the best that it possibly can be given the issues that they're dealing with. So I'm not there to take anything away. I'm really there to add as much as I can.
And I'm sure people are wondering about costs, and I know you don't want to give away the hourly rate, but tell people how care managers are or how your care management services are paid.
So we take an initial deposit, which usually is up to about 3 hours of our time to do the initial assessment. We do bill on 5-minute increments at an hourly rate. So, and usually that's for billable time face to face, telephone calls, emails, collateral face to face with people that are involved in the care, virtual visits. We don't charge for our travel time right now, and we bill our mileage.
And you kind of have a new role at AJFS. So tell us all the nice things that you're going to do.
I do.
In addition to all of your caseload.
So I am now the community outreach specialist for our EC360 and Advocates Plus program. And as a result, actually tomorrow I'm doing an expo with Belinda Lasky, who was on your show not too long ago. And we are going to be doing a lot of senior expos, just trying to get our name out there, trying to let people know about the services, not just EC360, but all the services that we have at Jewish Family.
And so how do people reach you if they want to take advantage of all your brilliance?
They can call us at our main line at 561-684-1991. I'm not going to give out my cell phone number because all my clients already have that.
And should they ask, so if give the number again?
It's 561-684-1991.
And what's the website?
www.albertjfs.org.
I saved coming Scott to the rescue. albertjfs.org.
Yes.
One more time on the telephone number.
It's 561-684-1991.
And should they ask for intake and referral, or should they ask for you specifically?
Do not ask for me specifically. You can ask for our intake department. And right now we're running about a 24-hour to 48-hour turnaround time for phone calls back. And we'll get back to you to do an intake online and see what your needs are.
And I can speak with authority. The intake and referral department at AJFS will point you in the right direction, whether you need guardianship, whether you need Elder Care 360, whether you need Advocates Plus, or some other service that might apply to them, including companion care or home health or whatever. So they're excellent at that. You've been a great guest. I know that you were a little nervous about coming, but you did great, all right? And I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you. I think
the information that you provided tonight will be really helpful to people who didn't know what care management was and weren't sure why, if at all, they should take advantage of it and maybe consider it. I know from my experience, you change lives for the better. Of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday from 6 to 7. We thank you for being with us tonight. We look forward to you coming back next week when we talk about music with Bicoastal Productions. Thank you all. Have a good night. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom.